the fact that we're starting out behind is no fault but our own. I mean, you can go back as far as back in 2010 when then Speaker Dean Cannon sent out a letter which was dated October 19, 2010, effectively halting any movement from the agencies that would be required to implement the Affordable Health Care. So the fact that we have a looming deadline of December 14th is completely our own fault, and it sort of make a mockery of the letter that was sent by the current leaders, whom are not responsible for the delay, I understand that, but who are asking now for time to do that, which was intentionally delayed by the speaker back in 2010.
Well, that's the past now, as you said, and we're moving forward. And can you kind of, if you could, I'd like you to kind of walk me through the process. How do you foresee this going forward? What will be among the first steps of the process in the legislature? Kind of walk me through it, if you would.
Well, I'll tell you this. There are critical things that have to be done, and that's relating to the exchanges. And because of what you said, the deadline, that we've got to make decisions on whether we want to implement the exchange, whether we want the federal government to do it, or in the case of some states where there's some type of a hybrid between the state and the federal government. Now that's the most important thing that we have to do, and that's because of the deadlines that we've allowed to creep up on us unnecessarily. But one of the most important aspects of it is a decision on the Medicaid expansion portion of the Affordable Health Care Plan. That would be, in my opinion, one of the most critical points, because rather the state decide that we want to run the exchanges or we want to defer to the federal government to run the exchanges, that's going to happen. So, you know, we'll have that discussion. We should be able to make those decisions. But I think a more critical point is the fact that, you know, this isn't about turning down money from a high-speed rail. This is about lives, the lives of some of the most needy and vulnerable citizens of the state of Florida.
Well, Governor Scott's primary objection, and that of many of the legislative Republicans, as I understand it, is that even though the federal government has agreed to pay for most or all of this Medicaid expansion, for at least at first, the state eventually is going to have to take on that responsibility, and that will cost taxpayers in Florida millions of dollars. And, you know, we're just getting back on our feet here in Florida after a devastating economic recession. How are we going to be able to afford that?
Well, and that's another point that I think is without merit. The fact of the matter is that we're paying for the care for these indigent individuals right now in the form of emergency room services, that those citizens who are fortunate enough to have insurance, we're paying for that through increased premiums. The most expensive way is the way we're doing it now, through emergency room services. Those individuals use the emergency rooms as their form of insurance and their health care plan. So if we incorporate them, we're certainly going to do it at a lesser cost, and that you're going to be able to catch illnesses before they become critical, where there's a need for emergency room service. So we're talking about an offset of those potential expenses that will not come into effect until 2020. You know, from 2014 until then, the federal government is going to pick up 100% of the cost. That in and of itself makes the governor's position somewhat questionable.
Now, Representative Thurston, you're a Democrat. You're the House Minority Leader, and the legislature still is controlled by Republicans, although not with the veto-proof majorities that they enjoyed last session when Democrats were largely relegated to the sidelines. What will be the Democrats' role in this upcoming session going forward in this process?
We're going to have a much more vital role in working together on those issues that I think are what the residents of the state want to see happen. This is a critical issue, and that's why when the federal government steps in and say, well, we're going to cover it 100%, the fact that we would say, well, because of some ideology of the Republican Party. We're not going to immediately say, let's do this. It's almost unbelievable. I read an article the other day where the governor said that, well, now that the president has won re-election, it's about doing what's right for the citizens of the state of Florida. Well, it should have always been about doing what's right for the citizens of the state of Florida.